Welcome to our podcast, where we discuss and meet with people, businesses, and trades that have motivated and inspired us along the way of creating our own business, River Road Brewing and Hops. I'm your host, Nikki Andrew, the original River Road Blonde, and this is Down River Road. Welcome back to another episode of Down River Road. I'm here today with Leanne Cavanaugh. Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Leanne's a really, really good friend of mine and also a huge influence on what we do on a regular basis at River Road.
Such a compliment.
I think we'll start off, first of all, just what we're drinking right now is a beer that we created together. It was a lot of fun, and it kind of started off, I think, as just a fun project. But then in true Leanne and Nikki fashion, it developed into a lot more than that.
I can't really remember why we wanted to. I think it was just, it would be fun. I think I might have been like, we should brew beer together.
Yeah.
Or it'd be fun to learn how to brew beer with another friend of ours. And I think just kind of pushing through that, we were like, we really actually should do this. What would it be like? What kind of beer would we make? If we were to make a beer, what would it taste like?
We were like, of course, it's going to be sweet. It's going to have honey.
It's going to have honey in it.
Yeah. Lavender's my really one of my favorite smells.
Yep.
And I don't know where the almond came from. I guess that was Jean Anne. Yeah. Jean Anne was the like, it has to taste like we were aiming for macaron.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it turned out really, really well. And what we ended up doing is donating 25 cents a can purchased towards empowering women in Huron County, which was a huge deal for all of us. We named the beer Queen Bee. Queen Bee.
Which I think is a great, well, I think it's great just because of, you know, what the queen symbolizes in a bee.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And community and, you know, sisterhood and stuff. It's just like such a nice image, I think.
It was, yeah. And it was really well received. Mm-hmm. We took it to a couple of beer fests actually in Toronto and in London, and people couldn't believe how we were able to get all those flavors into a beer, which was pretty awesome. So carrying on with the bee subject, Leanne is a beekeeper, or how would you refer to yourself as?
Probably a beekeeper.
Beekeeper, yeah.
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 Like a bee tender.
Bee specialist? Bee person?
I really like saying, like apiculture. I love that word.
That is a fun word.
Yeah. It's like I'm into apiculture. I'm a bee farmer. I like saying that because
bee farmer is good. Yeah.
Yeah. Because when you go to like Verbeek's or THC, which is now, or is that, what the hell is that place called?
Verbeek's?
No. The other one that's PV Mart now.
Oh, TSC.
TSC.
Yeah. We're not doing advertising for TSC.
No, for neither of those, any of those places. But regardless,
yes,
I like going there pretending I'm a farmer. So that's why I like to say I'm a bee farmer.
You are a farmer. That's a real thing.
It is farming.
Yes, it is farming.
Yeah. And then we do consider, I mean, it is considered livestock under OMFRA. So.
And like any livestock, if you have them, they're going to get out.
Yeah.
The only difference is it's okay if the bees get out.
It is.
And they go into farmers' fields.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the best case scenario.
Yeah.
Not in someone else's like dormer or on their house or on their bicycle and all sorts of crazy things.
Or in their bush.
Or in their bush.
Yes, which just happened.
Yeah. So like a resident, the resident beekeeper, I can do that for you.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That's awesome. She's also an astrologist, which is really cool. And she's working towards a degree in astrology.
That's right.
Do you want to expand a little bit on that?
Well, it kind of fits with the, it's funny because it does fit with the beekeeping a little bit, which is really interesting. So I've studied astrology since I was a kid.
Yeah.
I love it so much. But farming and astrology also have a lot of ties. So one of the things that inspired me when I was a kid is my Nana had this really cool gardening book, and it was Planetary Planting. And it's
cool.
All about planting livestock or actually caring for livestock, planting crops, harvesting crops, all with the moon signs, which I thought was really cool.
Which is, and it's funny because I don't think people realize how influential the cycles, the moon cycles and all of the planet cycles have to do with farming itself.
For sure.
If you are a farmer, you do kind of pay attention to those things a little bit. But Leanne has helped me to kind of understand a little bit more about not just what's happening on the farm, but what's happening with myself, which is really cool because there's a lot of times where I'm like, okay, Leanne, so I'm feeling a little bit weird. What's going on? And she, it's nice to have an explanation behind that.
I think it is. And I love like the old folklore, and I love like the Farmer's Almanac is all again based on astrology. Mm-hmm. So it's just nice to use that tool in real life. And it's just a nice, fun thing to do. Plus, I like to accomplish things. So
yeah,
I was like, I love astrology.
Yes.
So I want to get a, like my, you know, certificate in astrology. I want to have that. And it was the same with beekeeping. I was like, I really love the idea of keeping bees, but not because I wanted honey, just because I wanted to understand them as a species. And, you know, it's hard to sort of get your foot in, as far as beekeeping is concerned around here anyways, or in general, because it is, because it's farming, it's, there's a lot of, you know, older male beekeepers. Mm-hmm. So to be like, I want to be a beekeeper, I want to be a backyard beekeeper, it's kind of like, oh yeah, sure you do. Everybody yeah. does. They think it's cute and fun. And it, like getting a goat.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't do that.
Right?
Don't get a goat.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to get a house goat. You know, yeah, that's going to be really fun. Yeah. It's going to be in my backyard. And people are like, oh, okay, sure.
Sure. Yeah. And which you totally can. And I've often offered you goats. I'm like, here you go. Have a goat.
For sure. Which I would have lots of goats. But I'd have to come live with you.
Yes. If anybody knows me, they know I'm not a huge fan of goats, but I have four of them and we tolerate them. And Leanne loves them.
I do.
Yeah.
So anyways, it does all tie together, the astrology and the beekeeping, and business, actually. Because astrology works for business too, and it works for farming, and it works for human relations, which if you own a business, you are in the business of human relations, whether or
constantly.
Not you think you are.
Yeah, for sure you are. And I think stemming from that too, and just a quick question just to kind of tie off on that, being as that you're a woman in that industry, in the beekeeping industry, if you're anything like me in the brewing industry, I have to deal with a lot of not necessarily criticism, but kind of just complacentness. Like they kind of just push you off like, yeah, you know, whatever, but can I talk to your husband or can I talk to somebody else that might be doing it? Do you run into a lot of those kind of situations where you're like, yeah, I'm a girl, I'm a woman, I can do this. Just because I'm a woman doesn't mean I can't be a part of this culture.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a lot more women beekeepers and, you know, University of Guelph have lots of women on staff. So we do have lots of speakers that come and speak to the club, and we have a great club, but
which is awesome.
It is, there is something there.
Yeah.
I think sometimes when you are a woman in general and you find something appealing that maybe hasn't been a practice that women have done in the past, it can come off as, you know, it's kind of cute or, you know, isn't that nice that you're interested in that?
Yeah.
And maybe not quite as able to do the same job or maybe not taken quite as seriously.
I think it's the not taken quite as seriously that's the biggest.
Even in business.
Yeah. Yes, especially in business. Yeah.
And that's all changing because, you know, people are aging and other people are filling in roles.
Different generation of people coming into those roles that are seeing that this is very common for women to be in these different industries. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't get too ruffled up about it because mostly it's the age group and it's not really meant in a mean way or even like a derogatory way.
No, I think it's just an educated assumption.
Yeah. And just not really being comfortable with like A-type women, I think, is in business might make people a bit uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I find that is the biggest thing because I am outspoken.
Yeah.
And even like...
No.
Just like a little bit.
Just a little.
But even in the club, I'm like, because I want to encourage in every situation, even with the chamber or whatever, I want to encourage people to speak up and tell their story or give their opinion, because I think it's so important to have a wide range of opinion in any circumstance.
Absolutely.
So if you are the one to be like, hey, this is how I feel about this, like, what do you think about that? You hope it encourages someone else to
speak up and speak their mind.
Confident.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we were just kind of talking about being in different, we are in different industries, but we both own businesses. We're both very committed to what we are doing. And we were just talking about what it's like to have relationships in those businesses. So we are very good friends and we can kind of communicate with each other, and we do on a daily basis. But working together and discovering kind of what it's like to be in a business and understanding each other's personality and understanding what it's like to not necessarily have the time to commit all the time to do things with your friends.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Yeah.
And family.
Yes, family's huge.
Yeah, it's just your commitment is your business because that's where your livelihood is. Like you've put all this thought and creativity and money and time into something. So you can't just pick up and leave if things are falling apart. And as we know, you can't predict when that's going to happen. It might be before you're supposed to go out for dinner with friends or, you know, maybe you were supposed to go to your family for Thanksgiving. It just, you know, it is much like the farm too, and the animals and stuff.
If things start to fall apart or if a donkey gets out, which happens regularly,
or the bees swarm. Yeah.
So yesterday we had a little incident where I was mending some fences with my husband and our friend Jack. And I was hammering fences. I was hammering nails into fences. And I looked up and there was a huge swarm of bees. Like I've never seen so many bees in my life. Swarming. And so, and conveniently enough, on a few days before this.
Monday.
So it's now Thursday.
Thursday.
But this happened, yes. So on Monday, I called Leanne and said, so we have a little incident. Our bees have moved to the fence post. Found a swarm on a fence post. And so Leanne and Sean literally stopped everything they were doing, which is crazy when you think about it, when we both own businesses and we're like, stop everything. Everything needs to stop. We need to go get these bees. And so they came over, Leanne and Sean were able to get the bees off the fence post. We put them in a new box. Mm-hmm. And then,
which I was like, this is great because if ours swarmed, which it was very likely they've landed for a few minutes, we've caught them. We've caught our own bees. We haven't lost our livestock. Put them back in and then they're settled.
Yeah.
And they're like, we live here now. So it's perfect.
And then yesterday.
Yeah.
Your
phone calls. It was exactly the same time of day.
So I see this swarm and I call Leanne again in a panic mode. And I'm like, please pick up. God, please pick up.
And you're just like, there's bees.
You did. You
just like, there's bees everywhere. And I was like, oh, what are they doing? I'm just like, are they just like, God, I don't want to do this again.
Yes. But you did. And you dropped everything again. Mm-hmm. Sean was on his way home from London. Mm-hmm. And he again dropped everything he was doing. And you showed up at the farm. We were like, oh boy, yep, that's a lot of bees.
It was awesome though, because they definitely weren't ours. So we've gained
an extra hive.
Sorry to anyone who lost their bees yesterday.
Yeah. Not wasn't near don't River come to the farm. Oh, do not come to the farm.
There are some. So it was awesome.
It was. It was awesome. It was really cool to witness. And if you, it'll be on my YouTube channel, or it has already maybe been on my YouTube channel. It just to see the, I have footage of the actual swarm in the field. Mm-hmm. It's insane. Like it was insane. But anyway, so you
it's
came.
Beautiful.
We managed to get them. They had clumped into a tree. So we sawed pieces of the tree off.
And yeah. We got them off and got them in the box. And then we saw the queen, which is great.
Yeah.
And then she flew off, which is not great. And then they all went back in the tree. So that was an hour of work. And then we took a break.
We had a beer. Started again.
And then we did it again. Yeah. And it was successful.
Yeah. So I think...
But I had to drop a meeting.
Yeah.
And speaking of commitment.
Yeah. So Leanne.
I'm in a chamber meeting.
Leanne is the president of the Chamber of Commerce, which is huge. So Leanne has like a number of commitments.
Yeah.
And basically dropped everything.
I had to be like, sorry that we planned this meeting today.
Sorry, Chamber.
I have to go catch some bees.
I'm sorry. And sorry, Chamber. That's my fault.
My treasurer was like, okay.
But that's the thing with farming is you literally have to sometimes stop everything you're doing and commit to that because there's no other way around it.
Yeah. And same with the shop, like, you know, water, like there's like crazy things happen. Yeah. Like the machines stop working or things overflow or a fridge, like always a holiday weekend.
Guaranteed.
You know, fridge breaks down.
Deliveries don't show up. So you got to scramble to find things that you
or
need
they
for
show
the weekend.
Up and there's no one to offload them. Yeah. So you have to. Yeah. So it is interesting because I do think, you know, friendships change so much once you enter a business. I think you still have your friends, but I mean, you really see people in the industry is kind of like family because they understand you and they understand your circumstances. And
yeah, and I think understanding that we all know what it's like to have a crunch like that, and we all know what it's like to have a bad day. And sometimes when you have a bad day, you're like, I need to talk to a friend. And sometimes when you have a bad day, you're like, don't talk to me. I need to go home and be by myself. And I think the joy of having friends that are also business owners and are as busy and committed to different things like you are is the fact that you can say those things to them without feeling ridiculed for it.
Also, do you find that when you go out with people who aren't in like our industry or in the industry, keep knocking this, do you find that you have nothing to talk about because you're afraid you're going to bore them with your stuff?
Yes.
Because people will be like, what's new? I'm like, well, I got work every day.
Yeah.
And this is what happens at the shop. This is what happens at the farm.
Yeah. For me, it's the animals because I'm always really excited about the animals. I'm like, ooh, guess what happened? And some people are kind of like, oh, cool.
I know.
That's great.
I'd be like, I'm doing the stuff with the bees.
Yeah.
And like, oh.
Oh, great. Interesting. Yeah, that's interesting.
I know.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think that's just part of what we do. But it is a lot of fun, and we do have a lot of fun, and we have a lot of fun together. We do a lot of things together.
We do.
We did Christmas markets this year. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was a little chaotic.
Well, it's just like classic us, because everything we've done, including the beer and putting the bees out there, is always like we're out for dinner, or we're having dinner together. And it's like, oh, we have this really great idea.
Yeah. I do. I sometimes pity our husbands because.
Yeah, but sometimes David all of a sudden is doing it.
Yes.
Because that's what it was with the Christmas market.
Yeah.
I saw this video for like a Kris Kringle market. And they
Which was really beautiful. Absolutely. Congratulations to the Kris Kringle market because you guys do an amazing job. Just so
you know. It's so cute. And I was like, they stay with the cows. And I'm like telling David, and they have these huts and like it's outside. And then, you know, like 3 days later, he's like, I started building the huts. So I was like, what?
That's how we roll.
Now I have to help.
Yeah. Yes, you do.
Outside. It was cold.
Yeah. You'll learn. You'll learn not to say anything in front of us because we always go with those ideas. What was it? You wanted to paint the sheep.
Was it
the sheep or the goats?
Sheep, it was the sheep. Because I did see painted sheep somewhere and I thought that would be fun, but he said no.
No, we were not okay with that. It's the same as Leanne would like me to get a hairy pig.
A pig, yeah, no. For sure, because we have everything else and we don't have a pig.
Not a fan of pigs.
Yeah.
No.
But they are really cute.
Yeah.
And pigs are like humans.
No.
They are basically having a human.
Yes.
Toddler, but it's cute.
Yeah, except they're not cute when they bite your ankles.
Yeah.
So I know we weren't really going to get into it, but LP Productions, tell me a wee bit about that.
So our really good friend, Peter Meets, and I, we started doing concerts together. I actually started just helping him when he was doing the Bayfield Concert Series. And then we ended up doing quite a few concerts together over, it must have been 5 years probably or 6 years that we were working together. And of course, like COVID has changed everything and we haven't done anything like that in a really long time. But it's just music is something that is so, again, it's such a spiritual thing to see and listen to music and be in a room with people enjoying music. It's probably one of the greatest things that I've done. I mean, other than like, sorry, Emma, obviously being a mother. but bringing music to people, there is like a magic. It's just like the Christmas market.
Yeah.
Doing something and watching, which is why I do anything, watching people's reaction and seeing like joy in people's faces.
The smile on their faces.
Yeah. And you're just like, oh my God, I was able to do that.
They're glistening, like the glisten in their eyes. Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's like the best feeling. It is what drives me to do anything that I do on a volunteer basis is just something about, you know, bringing people something that just is really special and magical. And music does that. And things like the markets.
Yes.
And events at the farm. Because some people have never seen animals before. Like, never seen a cow. You know, we did the kids. Yannicka had her Seeds Rooted in Youth. Like, the school program. Yeah. Outdoor education program at your farm.
Yep.
And kids were able to experience, you know, being in the bush. And and seeing the bees
up close and the animals up close. And
yeah. And also seeing women in leadership roles, which I think is so important for young people.
And for them to, because I think especially for young girls that are just starting out and for boys that are just starting out, you know, it's good for them to see different industries and different people communicating together and working together and knowing that that's okay, then that's quite normal. And we want more people to be doing that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Yannicka runs an awesome program that we were both able to
be a part of.
Seeds Rooted in Youth. And I'll probably have her on here at some point in time because she's a pretty remarkable woman. But going into your volunteer work, you do a lot of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Bayfield Farmers Market is something that you have been involved with right from the beginning.
Yeah,
I think.
We started the Bayfield Farmers Market, the Chamber of Commerce, which I'm a lead of. And I think at the time I was maybe vice chair or co-chair at the time. And we were working with the municipality to come up with things that, you know, Bayfield really needed. And the farmer's market was something that
it's huge, that we absolutely needed.
And that's another joyful thing. And I was thinking about this because I knew the topic would come up before we talked today, like as we sort of discussed some things we'll be talking about.
Yeah, for sure.
And I was like, you know, I wonder why I like being so involved in the community. And I was thinking about this because I think you'll relate to it.
Yeah.
I think it's when you invest so much into a business. And again, it's that whole like everything, like your livelihood, your family, you know, you sacrifice a lot to have your business and you put all this like literally blood, sweat and tears into it. It seems intuitive to be involved in the village or the town or the city that you have your business because why would you invest all of this, your whole life into something, yet not be connected to the path or the connection or the, you know, protecting and preserving and growing and promoting the area to which you have the business? Well, it just doesn't make sense why you wouldn't want to do both those things.
You develop such wonderful relationships with the people that are around you, and they want to see you involved in those things. They crave that. They also want to know that you're a part of what they're committed to. And so having people come to the farmers market and see you there and know that you're a part of that is huge for our community. Like it's gigantic. I know it was something I kind of pushed for. I wanted to be a part of. And I am now, which is...
because now we can have beer, which is
awesome, which is amazing. For those of you who don't know, the craft beer industry in Ontario has been pushing to be a part of farmers markets for probably, I don't even know how, like a long, long time. And finally this year, we were able to, you know, fill in the application and get licensing to be a part of farmers markets, which being a farm-based brewery was kind of a no-brainer for us. And we're going to have a lot of fun with it. For sure. For sure.
Yeah. And, you know, we've worked really hard to pivot, you know, during COVID. We've kept the farmers market open all year online, you know, pick up at ShopBike, actually. It was at the pickup. Now we're back in the park. But we've been able to keep those producers selling,
which is
the whole year.
Huge. Because a lot of those producers don't really have many outlets to sell their product. So we're fortunate we do have a retail space. So I have that ability to sell. And luckily throughout COVID, we didn't have the limitations that a lot of other retail stores had. So I think having that outlet for people to be able to even to communicate with each other, come up with new collaborations still, because that's a big part of what we do in our industries is collaborate, hence Queen Bee, hence, we have another beer called Thanks a Latte, which we'll bring up at another episode. But I think having that ability for them to keep that process going allows your mind, because I know we've all gone a little bit nutty during this time, to stay focused and at least have drive to continue on. What do you think are the chances that the farmers market will open up fully again in the Clangriger Square, wherever we plan on doing it?
You know, we're hoping to be open for July and August. We could open tomorrow.
Right.
Farmers markets are allowed to be open no matter of restrictions because it is a service to the community and it is producers and food. It's volunteers. Like it's hard to get a lot of volunteers and you know, being a volunteer, it's, you know, there's always commitment. The same group of people kind of doing everything.
So. It is. Yeah. And that's unfortunate, but at the same time, it's understandable. It's a commitment to volunteer. Like you've now put yourself in a different position, which I tend to do freely. Unfortunately, same as you, want to be involved, right? You want to be a part of that smile on the person's face. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to do that when you're volunteering for stuff.
Yeah, and I think it's important when you have a business that you have a voice in what happens in your community. And without being a part of, you know, local government or, you know, lower tier destination tourism organizations like chambers and MBIAs and even county, you know, like I sit on the ACT-EV board, it's nice to, you know, be able to see things from a big picture and see where the county is moving and what projects we're working on there.
Yeah.
If you're not involved with that stuff, you don't really have a say as to what happens in your community. So it's so important to get involved.
And I think it's really nice to have. So Leanne is pretty much the person I go to for, I need help. I need you to tell me what's going on. She gets those phone calls a lot. I'm so sorry.
No, I don't mind. I love being able to help.
When she kind of got on the ACT-EV department, which was Economic Development Department for Huron County, was just recently.
Yeah. So I've been on the board. It's so hard to remember again because of COVID and we haven't been meeting in person.
Yeah, it's a lot
but I want to say it was the fall when we started meeting. It might have been the summer. So it's been almost a year. So.
Yeah.
It was probably the fall because I don't think we've ever met in person. You know what? I don't remember. Just edit it. Yeah. Forget about it.
Forget about it. Don't even worry about it.
It was in the March.
I do remember. I remember when it happened because it was during the whole COVID experience.
It was. And we haven't met. Yeah. So, okay. Definitely.
Yeah.
Everything's such a blur because it's been the weirdest.
Oh, for sure. It is. And I think
15 months or whatever.
We're all kind of in that. When did that happen?
It was sometime when COVID was happening because I haven't.
For sure it was. Yeah. But knowing that you were going to be on the board, and I've dealt a lot with the economic development for Huron County. I've dealt a lot with them in regards to kind of pushing for different things. Knowing some of the people that are on the board is just makes it that much more refreshing for me because it's easier for me, I feel, to get my voice in there, which is a little bit nicer when you're really, really passionate about something and you really want something to happen, just to have the ability to say, okay, so how do I talk to this person? What would you say is the best way to approach this situation? And Leanne has been that person for me. So I do appreciate what you do.
Well, I mean, the county really wanted people who weren't just, you know, a certain level of business.
Yeah.
It's important to have all different businesses, but that, you know, entrepreneur, like what you could classify as a small business wasn't really represented at the county on the Economic Development Board yet, but they were actively pursuing that. So when they were actively pursuing that, I was like, I really want to have the opportunity to be a voice at that table, but also to see things outside of the lens of just the village. And I'm sure you do the same thing with like the craft beer associations and even your, you know, moving into London with your new location. I think you have to see things from a bigger lens. So all projects are great. You know, all projects in the county are great because it helps everybody. And that's really what you need.
Well, and especially right now, you're really kind of in the thick of it and I hate talking about COVID, but we're going to talk about it because it's happening right now.
Yeah.
You're kind of in the thick of it. You're right in the middle. Because you're the president of the Chamber of Commerce, because you're on the ACT-EV department, you basically hear it from all sides and every angle, every possible. So to have that fresh outlook and to have somebody that's willing to speak for the businesses and willing to understand what's happening from all different angles is really important. And I think they were smart to bring people like that on board because without that, we all have to evolve is basically what I'm trying to get to. Mm-hmm. We all have to evolve. We all have to kind of go with the flow, take a few punches and figure it all out. And if you don't have that mindset, if you don't have that ability to do so, you're not going to survive right now. And so I think having the ability to do that naturally, which you do, is huge right now, specifically right now.
Yeah. And I think again, this is like relatable to you. Mm-hmm. It's hard to have a business and still have an opinion.
Yes.
So it's like a very fine balance of, you know, is my opinion on the subject going to be detrimental
to your business
somehow to my business? Yeah. Because I have been very vocal about fairness to the businesses during the lockdown, which we both know has been difficult for our friends and families and our own businesses.
And our own businesses. Yep, absolutely.
So, you know, I have been, again, it's just that being that voice and being able to say what you feel and hope you're encouraging other people to be brave and confident. And that's just, that kind of umbrellas everything that we do as women who are naturally empathetic people.
Yep. And caretakers.
And caretakers and mothers. So you kind of have that, like, let's try to make sure everybody gets a chance to talk and that everybody's feelings are heard.
Yeah. And I think it's important that people have that ability to have a voice. And the problem with not having a voice is you feel secluded and alone and unheard. I guess you're obviously unheard if you don't have a voice, but having that voice kind of speak out is, and you would be that person, is amazing. It's amazing. So kudos to you, friend.
Well, I also think it, I was going to say, it helps that when you have like a team, and that's why it's so important to have other friends in business and be able to work together to build up your businesses together. Like, that's what I feel like we do together and why it's important that we have this friendship is that we've been able to build our businesses up together and have the support, knowing that if you go somewhere and say something or do something or you want to start something or implement something new, that you always have that support from us.
Yeah. And vice versa. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I think, being is that we're able to collaborate as much as we do, I think that really stems from the fact that we communicate regularly with each other and we talk about what's going on with our businesses. We talk about how we function as a business. We talk about what's coming up, what's in the pipeline, where we want to be going, and what's going on with our families. Like, there's lots of times where I know because we're business owners, our families, they don't get neglected, but they kind of get, I don't want to say pushed to the wayside. How would you word that?
Well,
they get not, I don't know how to say it because I'm not saying that I neglect my family. No, but
it's just, they grow up understanding that we're not available in the same way that maybe other parents are, or maybe more predictably available.
Yes.
Because parents have routines. They got to go to work too.
Yeah.
That's not like that's nothing.
That's
abnormal.
That's
but most parents come home at a certain time and then like they know that their parents are coming home and they're going to work on this thing from this time and they're have dinner at this time.
Going to go out for ice cream
whatever.
9 o'clock or whatever.
Like routine is just, it's not the same level of routine.
Yeah, Saturdays and Sundays are beach days. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not,
it's like, no.
No.
Well, summer's not even a thing.
No. And I do feel bad and, I know we're very lucky too because our children communicate with each other, which is awesome. Especially I have a little girl and you have a girl and she doesn't have a big sister. So she does rely on your daughter for a lot of that. But having the ability to communicate with each other about what's happening. And I didn't really realize that was such an important thing because we weren't always, like my husband, David and I weren't always running our own business. I was in the financial industry, he was a mechanic. So we did work the 9-to-5 jobs. Like I was home, he was home every weekend. And that was just routine. And so it didn't really occur to me until probably mid last year that Michaela would be kind of not suffering from that, but really kind of having a hard time dealing with the fact that we weren't available to her on the weekends like we used to be. We weren't always available at the end of the day because we could be in the brewery from 7 a.m. till 1 a.m. the next morning. And then I realized when she started talking to Emma, there was a lot of communication there that was happening and she would be relieved because she could talk to somebody that understood what it's like to be a child of a business owner. And I know it seems like it's such a weird topic, but it's true. They have their own kind of relationship.
Well, and Emma grew up working in the shop. So she's been working in shop bike since she was 13.
Yeah.
Probably 12.
She's
so, yeah. Yes. So like she's been there the whole time.
Yeah.
that's our time together.
Yes.
I mean, we have our time outside of work, but.
Absolutely. But it's, you know, yeah. When they're young specifically, especially when you're starting out a business, mm-hmm. there's countless hours that have to be spent trying to figure out how things are going to work and how, I can't count how many. And I'm sure it was the exact same for you guys.
Totally. I worked 7 days a week.
Yep.
That's why when I want to go do something like this today, where I'm leaving at 3 or
it's
whatever.
It's a reward.
I'm also I'm leaving.
Yeah.
I did, 3 years or.
Yeah.
4 years of every day.
Yes.
And, I've earned my few hours out of the shop and I have great staff and my staff are senior staff now. Most of the kids that I have working for us, we've had since they were teenagers, we've had them, we were their first job mm-hmm. and now they're in year 3 university.
Yeah, which is amazing. Yeah. It's amazing that you're able to have that steady amount of, that steady crowd of people mm-hmm. that are working for you, because it does give you a little bit of leeway as far as this kind of thing, getting away.
Well, I make Emma stay. So yeah. That's the thing.
Poor Emma.
But even when there's family things, it's are you guys coming to Easter? Sure. And then they're is Emma coming? I'm no, because then no one would be working.
Yeah.
Okay. So
you can pick. You can pick who
sense,
you want. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's either me or Emma. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. It's the same. And I think it's good for them. I think seeing what hard work actually can accomplish for them gives them that much more drive to carry on, and to whether they start their own business or whether they work for someone else, they'll understand what it's like to have somebody that's running a business or run a business themselves mm-hmm. and the time and the commitment that it takes to do so. Probably we've scared our kids away from it a little bit.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to want to do it.
No.
Because kids who say things to me I'm going to open my own business. I'm okay.
Cool. Cool. Have fun with that. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's great to be an entrepreneur. It's great to be an entrepreneur, but it is, you have to understand the time and the commitment that it takes to do those things. And I know Michaela's intention is to be a vet. Now she's 12. So, that can change 500 times. Emma's
a nurse. She wants to be a nurse. Yeah.
So again, they're straying far, far away mm-hmm. from running their own business. Maybe not so much Michaela, but
hopefully they'll just have personal practices and then they'll just make bank and be really happy
and pay for our cottages.
Yeah.
In Muskokas.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That'd be so nice.
Yeah. So I think we're pretty lucky to be in the situations that we're in and to have each other as friends. Cause mm-hmm. again, there's so many times where I call Leanne crying.
It also just softens situations that happen at the brewery when we're there. So
yeah, it does.
It's oh, David, this happened. Sorry.
Yeah. Moving on. Yes. Yeah. I think having, it's the same. I do feel bad for our other halves, because there's lots of times where I will run an idea over to you before I actually run it over to my husband, which is probably a bad idea, but it makes more sense to me.
It just depends on what the idea is. If it's should I get these chickens tomorrow? Then I'm yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Should I buy another horse?
Yeah.
For sure you should. Yes.
And then David's I don't like this.
This
but
is
he
dumb.
Doesn't have a say. Let's
no,
real.
He doesn't have a say. That's right.
Let's be real.
Is there anything that you wanted to discuss? Is there anything that you can think of that off the top of your head that's coming up, or what's future for Shop Bike? Tell me.
Well, we're going to expand and do some food, which I'm really excited about,
yes.
But it's going to be really different
Super
for me
excited.
Too, because I'm taking myself sort of away from the front and doing more back end, prep and stuff, but I'm excited about it. I think we have to expand, and we get a lot of requests to offer more services and but really, hopefully we can just have a big bee yard at the farm and then I'll just stay there
all the time for sure. That makes total sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Me and Phil
and your hairy pig.
That's his name, Phil I just thought about it right now, but I don't know if that's what I'll name him.
But it sounds good. Phil sounds like a great name for a pig.
I don't think bees can sting pigs. Actually.
No, they have some pretty thick skin.
Yeah.
So, Leanne, you're not having a pig at the farm. You're going to get over this idea.
It's so fun.
A pig or a goose, she says all the time. Well, if you don't have, you're quite comfortable with everything we've talked about.
Yeah, are you? Do you got enough stuff?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. So more than anything, thank you so much for being my friend. I do really appreciate everything you do for us and for me. And thank you for joining me today. It was a lot of fun.
Thanks for being my friend.
Yeah.
Let me put my bees out there and, you know, all the other things that we do.
Awesome.
I love you.
Thank you. I love you too, buddy. Thank you again, guys, for joining us at Downriver Road. Stay tuned for our next episode. Cheers.